Hi, I'm James Schilling Long. I'm here aboard Sun Princess, and today we're actually in Genoa, and I'm here actually in the middle. And the noise may be a little bit challenging because I'm in a huge dome, the Dome, which is one of the signature features. It's a wonderful theater, and right in the bow of the ship, on the top of the ship. And I'm here with Carmen Roig, who's the Vice President of Sales for Princess Cruises, except for one problem. Carmen is not here. Where are you, Carmen?
I'm so sad. You know what, James? I'm not a hater, I'm a motivator, but boy, am I really jealous that you get to see our beautiful Sun Princess first, even before I have. I don't have that opportunity. And so I'm going to be living vicariously through you. But let me tell you, I am in Miami because we had a big announcement yesterday. So I know you're going to, that's a sneak preview. You're going to cover that next week. But I
I'm
am in
gonna
Miami.
do that, so we'll see. So let's talk about this ship. So anyway, you're going to
So
find out
excited.
about all this, all Sun Princess here and more on Insider Travel Report, and you'll see all the images I've seen from this wonderful ship. Now, Carmen, first of all, let's talk a little bit. Are you happy with your new ship? It's kind of an asked and answered. I mean, you've had a chance to be here yet, so it'd be early, right?
Let me tell you, I am beyond happy. This is a game changer, not just for the Princess brand, really, but it's a Sphere class ship. And you know, it's one of two that are coming, right? So we have Sun and we have Star, and the Sun revolves around you, James. So trust me when I tell you, I'm going to make sure I'm tuning in and living vicariously through you because you're actually there seeing and actually seeing some of the entertainment that I haven't even had an opportunity to be
Yeah,
exposed to.
we're going to two different shows that you probably haven't seen. Spellbound, which is the magic show.
Yeah, the Magic Castle Partnership,
Magic
which you know,
Castle
Magic
Partnership.
Castle is in LA. It's an exclusive partnership and it really is an experience. It's more than entertainment. So I can't wait to hear your reporting on that because I have heard nothing but rave reviews from all of our travel partners that have been out there and taken groups, believe it or not. They've already taken guests and
Well,
I've
it's
had them emailing me. It's really exciting. It
And then
really
I'm
is.
to right after that, because they don't they do the same night. Tonight we're going to Valara, which is the first of the big production shows that you're going to have on, so I'll get a chance to see that. And
So it's like a red carpet premiere is what you're doing, James. I'm loving
I
that.
only do red carpet premieres, Carmen, you knew that. But this
Yes, you're such a VVIP. I love
I
that.
know, I know, but it's great. I didn't get a chance to go to the first press trip, but this has been fantastic. Now let's talk a little bit about the impact of this new ship on Princess Cruises as a whole and your deployment plans. I mean, what is this going to do for you?
Super exciting. So I will tell you. First of all, I know you're at the Dome, so I hope it is everything that we expected that to be, right? Because it's a cutting edge entertainment space on the ship. And everybody, you know, when you look at artist rendering, it doesn't do it any justice, right? So I'm seeing you with that amazing backdrop.
There you
And I
go.
know
And
that they're
I'm
right.
looking out here, and I got this amazing
Gorgeous.
theater. And I forgot to tell you, I was at the premiere of that show too, two nights ago. So it's
Oh
fantastic.
my God, the Club Elos, like it's like that Cirque du Soleil kind of
Yeah,
experience,
yeah.
right? They told me it was truly mind-boggling, but more importantly, the feeling because of the Sphere class ship and the purpose of what Sun Princess means to us. It's about bringing in natural light, right? Whether it's day, evening. So by day, it has a feel very Santorini-like, and then by night, I'm told that it reminds everybody of a South Beach kind of ambiance, and you know that's down the street from me in Miami. So did it feel that way? Because truly, the videos and the pictures, are amazing. So is it just that exciting when you're there, that different?
Yeah,
I'm
so
kind of
that's,
interviewing you, James.
yeah,
Sorry about that.
I know. You should be interviewing me. What do I like? But I'm going to ask you,
I
but
love it.
still, obviously, you've been here. Can you highlight some of the truly revolutionary features of Sun Princess in terms of the public spaces, the dining, the technology, the ones that you think travel advisors really should work to highlight for their customers so they can tell them this is what you got experience?
So I'll tell you, the number one thing I will say about this game-changing ship for our brand. I joined the brand 2 years ago. One of the things that I realized our travel advisors weren't aware of, we do have an amazing category of suites, right? Suite category, Sky Suite with concierge service, but we don't have the concept that other cruise lines had of a ship within a ship, where
Right.
your luxury subset of clients would have their own private restaurant, right? Their own private lounge. So we have entered that space that for us is a game changer because we have a lot of multi-gen groups. We have a lot of grandparents that want that sweet experience bringing their kids and their grandkids. And now they have options. I think one of the things that is really game changing is the stateroom accommodations. Hopefully you were able to see a cabana mini suite, which I'm personally going to experience on my own vacation on Sun Princess in December, but it is a beautiful space and it's so large. And on deck nine, you know, they have their private cabana deck. So again, changing the way that we market and present this vessel, but I'll go even better. The Horizon Dining Room 3-level concept. That has been something that we have been receiving feedback on, right? So we do this beautiful 3-level dining experience, but each level will offer a different type of experience. So we have a lot of guests that love traditional dining, right? They want to do the 5 and 7:30 p.m. and they want the same waiter and they want the same service staff every single night. That is what they want, unless they're doing specialty. And I got to tell you, having these 3 levels, so level one is that traditional. It takes me back to an era of, you know, when cruising started. And of course, the Love Boat, we put cruising on the map, right? Iconic show and iconic brand. So having that on level one is amazing. Level two by reservations is also about options, right? Folks want options when they travel. So that second level allows you to do by reservation at whatever time, whenever you want. And then the third level is really open seating that you can come in Americana style, I think is how they're tagging
call,
it.
They actually call it American Diner.
The American Diner, there you go. So you can come in whenever you want, however you want, and you don't have to worry about like preset times. So I love the flexibility of that and what that will do for our dining options. This is the 16th ship in our fleet. You talk about the piazza. So when I got here, I didn't realize the Italian heritage, and you're in Genoa, so it's so appropriate that the Princess brand has. And this piazza is really this 3-deck piazza that brings, again, the outdoors in. And it's not just the heartbeat of the ship, but it's where guests go. This is where they absolutely go. It's stunning. You're there. You're seeing it firsthand, and it becomes an entertainment venue as well.
Well, it's multi-level. It's basically the atrium of the ship, but they call it the piazza, and it has entertainment almost nonstop during the day. And there's bars all around. There's restaurants. Your pizza place is right there, which I've tried, and pizza is a very big important part for me.
Alfredo's
pizza, right?
Alfredo's Pizzeria. And I mean, this is a charming venue, right? So now this ship with the space really allows us to take everything that our guests love about Princess brand to just another level. So also the Lotus Spa being 2 decks. I mean, and you think of Lotus Spa, it's absolutely gorgeous, very elegant. But again, I talked about the mini suite cabana area. We talk about sanctuary. There's so much to talk about the ship, but the experience on board, just allowing the dining venues, right? So I don't think we've premiered, and we will soon, Love by, how appropriate is that? Romero Brito, who I have met, you know, the Brazilian artist. And actually, we announced this at Art Basel Miami, that we're going to create this amazing Romero Brito restaurant on board focused on love, which is the DNA and essence of our brand. You know, and then we've got, besides our regular Crown Grills, you know, the usual everybody loves. Now we have Umai Teppanyaki. We've never had that, right? That in and of itself, that kind of experience is like live action eating entertainment, right? Entertainment. I'm gonna like tag that word. And then the Butcher's Block by Dario.
So I was there. I was there last night. If you are a steak enthusiast, this is a must. You will love it. It is amazing. We had I don't know how many different kind of cuts of beef. The fiantina steak was amazing. A Tuscan steak, and there was a lot more. I mean, there was you know, steak tartare. It was great. And it's all done in a very entertaining fashion.
Exciting. Again, very, very different. How about Catch by Rudy? I mean, Rudy, we've had Catch on all the other ships, and that's a crowd pleaser. I was just on Discovery a month ago, and obviously Catch was like nothing I'd ever experienced, right? It was really wonderful. So I love the idea of all these new venues that we're adding, you know, 30 plus ways that you can experience dining on board our ships, right? So we're taking this brand to a whole new level. I want to call it today's princess because, again, iconic, you know, started in 65, when you think about Mexican Riviera. And a thing our travel advisors don't realize is, you know, we're very, very, obviously we're born in California, so we're very California centric, but we have a home port strategy. So this is the key that I want our travel partners to think about. I know you've thought about is obviously we're number one in Alaska. I never want to lose that position of strength, which right. is fabulous, right? And that, by the way, we carry more kids in Alaska than any other brand does. And because we own Alaska, right? That is our brand. It's our lodges, our rail, our DNA and essence. But when you look at the full spectrum of North America and our home port strategy, I was in Orlando yesterday, and I know we talked about Port Canaveral. We're going to be in Port Canaveral with Caribbean Princess this November. And the Sun Princess will be in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, we have half of our fleet is in Florida at some point during a calendar year. And most people don't think of us as a home port strategy or drive market kind of experience. And in Fort Lauderdale, the Enchanted Princess is there year round. We're in Galveston seasonally, right?
Right,
so
right.
We're in New York, Boston this year, right? So we have Seattle, Vancouver. I mean, we really do have a home port strategy, drive markets, and bringing the Sun Princess into Fort Lauderdale. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's coming.
She'll
that's
start
coming
October
this
15th.
November, right?
October. So we
early,
have an October
early.
11th.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we have like a, because again, we inaugurated the vessel in Europe, right? So you're there and it's having a beautiful season, doing fantastic itineraries, and it's exciting. But when she comes to North America, her first voyage will be I don't want to call it an inaugural. It's really like a debut, right? In Fort Lauderdale, October 11th, exclusively for our travel partners. But then on that Monday, October 15th, we will have a 5-day voyage, and then she'll start her 7-day rotation. But very excited to finally get to see her firsthand here in Fort Lauderdale, and to offer up, again, a whole bunch of Caribbean sailings on this gorgeous ship. Amazing. So I want our travel partners to think a little differently, to think of the brand and the kind of innovations that we are bringing to these brand new class of ship, but also realizing that the current fleet that we have is absolutely gorgeous. By the way, I understand the casino on this ship is the largest ever at sea, right? So we've
Wow.
got, were you able to get in there? Throw in
I
normally
haven't
throw a
gotten in
20
there
in.
Tonight. I haven't lost any money yet. So we'll see what
Easier
happens.
To listen, walk by, just throw a 20 and you're done, right? You've made your contribution to the experience. But
all
really,
I know, it's right next to some wonderful dining venues and drinking venues. Bars, great bars tonight. I'll go to Kai, which is a Japanese restaurant.
Nice. Yes.
And last night I went to, what's the cocktail bar? The
Good Spirits.
Good Spirits.
Oh, the Rob
How could I
Floyd's.
forget
Oh, they
that?
have the best. So Good Spirits is one of my favorite spots because it gets me, you know, I'm a wine and champagne drinker. Good
Right.
Spirits and Rob Floyd and our partnership with him, kind of like Rudy with Catch, it brings us, it just lets me experience new things that I would never, ever do, even here in Miami, which is so metropolis.
Well,
it's awesome.
Yeah, let's talk
How about
a little bit
O'Malley's?
about your favorites when you came on board. You said for the restaurants, what was the ones you mentioned? Catch by Rudy.
Right. So Love wasn't open yet, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to doing that in October, right? Because I happen to love Romero and I love his spirit and I love the whole, you know, Love experience. And how's he going to do that? How are you going to take an artist who's not a chef, by the way, right? He's not in the culinary specter. So I want to see how are we going to marry those two? So that fusion is something I'm very interested in. I love our always. I love our Sabatini's. I love Crown Grill, right? But I love the Catch. And those aren't new experiences, right? These are things we have on all our ships. So they continue to be, I can't pick one favorite. It's like telling me who's my favorite child, my son or my daughter. I can't do that, James. You're
well,
putting me in a difficult
it depends
spot.
on the day, Carmen, I'm sure, you know, it depends.
I agree.
On the day, right?
Well, O'Malley's, let's talk about the pub.
O'Malley's,
Have
I went
you
there
been able
last
to be
night.
there?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that the coolest?
Yeah, we're
I
going
just
there
love
tomorrow
that
night
feeling.
too, I think. It's
Very,
great.
let your hair down, relax. You know, you bring up a really good point. Depends on the day. And that's the beauty of choice, right? I might want to go to a more fancy experience tonight. And tomorrow I want to do O'Malley's, or maybe I just want to go to Good Spirits and try one of Rob's concoctions that I would never, that's outside of my comfort zone, right? That is what we are really delivering here. We're really allowing our guests to have choices and knowing that within the course of 7 days, 10 days, no 2 days are alike. So, and we don't even have, you know, all of it out, right? Like the shops.
No,
of
I know you're
princesses.
still getting, putting
The
in
shops
stuff.
are beautiful.
It's
Beautiful
absolutely
shops.
beautiful. But I have
Excellent.
to say about the cocktail part of it was you have over 200 new cocktails you've introduced on this ship, and they are sort of specific to certain bars. So you have to go to all the bars to find them, right?
Absolutely. So Spellbound, you're going to do that tonight, right?
Oh,
So
yeah, the
even
magic
Spellbound,
box. The magic box.
yes. And the way they present that, I don't want to give it away because I don't want to break the excitement for you, but can't wait to hear your reporting because you're actually going to be able to share with us how different that is because Spellbound is more than just culinary or a magic show. I don't want people to simplify it. The drinks that are created, to your point, specifically for that bar venue, I think will blow you away and it'll be really neat. I haven't experienced it because it wasn't ready when we were there, but I will tell you, I'm going to tune in to hear what you have to say. And
Well,
then we didn't
this
talk
is a
about Park
premiere. We're
19.
being allowed in
You're it.
first one. Yeah. So well, this will be
I love
interesting.
it.
And I'm gonna have
And
the whole
club.
experience. Yeah, including the drink. I got a little preview of the Houdini box drink. And
Ooh,
right away
with
I'm
the,
there, all right?
you're captivated. And by the way, we haven't talked about Park 19, right? Because that's an adventure that's really tops. And so I think you've been seeing it in the process of finalization, so to speak. But like the idea that the Seabreeze roller glider. I'm afraid of heights. So the fact that I can control my speed on this is something I want to try as well. And folks are like saying, well, does that mean Princess is going into the kids market? Folks, kids of all ages, no, but we do welcome and have a lot of kids, teenagers that love our experience because of our enrichment programs. And so when I think about that, I think that is why I know I still have a lot of work to do in educating our travel partners on this brand and truly bringing it to today's experience and how much we have really evolved. It's not about revolutionizing. It's not that. It's not a revolution. It's an evolution of
No,
the brand.
absolutely. And I have seen kids on board here, little ones, everyone else, and they have kids clubs. They do have what you're talking about, the glider thing that goes around. They have a ropes course. They have a
Right?
ton of
The
different
coastal climb.
activities. They got some great pools. You got some wonderful pools here. So there's definitely
Fantastic.
enough to do, and also activities, and you have a on-deck movie or movies under the stars, things like that. It's just it is really a lot more to do. Now let's talk a little bit about you've also perfected a little bit of this thing. Put it over there. The medallion. The
Medallion. How
medallion.
can
There
we
you go. You got one
forget?
too.
Well, I
And
customized them, by the way. So this one was the original when I cruised with my family on our first family vacation. There's only 16. Last year we had 18. And I did the Love Boat one. So I personalized this one and last December on Caribbean Princess. There were 18 of us in the family. And I did the American flag, you know. So
all
it's
right.
like I love this and I'm kind of giving it away because this one's customized too. But I'll let you talk about that
But that's
if you
the
want.
interesting part. I had been reporting about it. I was with your president, John Padgett, years ago when he first introduced all the whole thing, and I'd never experienced it. And it really is interesting. I mean, it is interesting because you walk up before your room, in before your room, even if you're there, it unlocks, and they also
Personalized service.
they know wherever you are. Sometimes
Right.
that's a little different, where they say they come up to you and they know your name,
Right.
which is very personalized, and you can order anything you want anywhere in the ship, and they'll deliver it to you.
So I don't want people to get caught up in the technology because it is exclusive to Princess. And you mentioned John Padgett, right, our president. And you know, this is his technology, and obviously it's very unique to our brand. It's not about the technology, it's about what the technology opens us from a
Right.
customization and personalization perspective. It gives you know, you've got a large ship of 4,300 guests, right? It allows you to take that occupancy and create an experience that's boutique and personalized. They know your name. I love it because I go to International Cafe every morning and they know what I like. That personalization, opening your stateroom door, knowing, because when you travel with family and I'm on the app and I always cross-reference and we know where my child is, where my husband is. By the way, you know, when I started traveling with my kids eons ago, 27, we used to do the Radio Shack
Oh,
walkie-talkies.
I remember that.
I don't need that. And by the way, they never answered when I said, Christian, are
Yeah, you
you,
know,
I'd have to
that was a lost cause
schlep 12
anyway. That wasn't
decks.
going to happen.
So this medallion truly makes this experience and ordering wherever. By the way, you know me, I'm a bit cynical. So I had to try it out. When I got ocean ready, I need to understand, am I really green? What does that mean when I get to the port of embarkation? Is it really easy peasy? Yes, it is. It is easy peasy. And more importantly, when I think about ordering wherever I'm at on the ship, whatever I need, is it suntan lotion? Get on there, you get on the app, it's easy. I'm not a technical person, so let me tell you, if I can get on this app and get ocean ready and be able to order food and drink wherever I'm at, including, by the way, so if you go back to Rob Floyd's, tried the 24 karat gold margarita. Definitely worth it.
And you know, one of the things, people think it's just for ordering room service, but you can
No.
actually order almost anything you want.
Anything
I mean,
you want,
whether it's new
anywhere,
pillows
not
or
just in your
anything.
stateroom.
Yeah.
Correct. And not just in your stateroom. You can be up in the pool. You can order. I'll tell you a great experience. So when we were traveling in December, this will tell you the maximum personalization of this experience. We were in the gym, my husband and I, and he was done with his workout. But before he's finished, he says, oh, I want to order a 24 karat gold margarita. I'm like, my love, I don't think that's appropriate. You're in the gym. We're here to work out. And he posted it on his Facebook because he's retired now. He can do that. James, they showed up with his margarita at the gym. You should have seen everybody's look like, what's going on? He took it. Off he goes to the pool. And that's a real life experience. And I'm going to send you that picture because I think you could use it. People don't believe me. It's that customized and that personal. And again,
it really is.
Fabulous. Don't get caught up. We have a beautiful video that you got to show sometime. It's the one with Hannah and her mom in the jacuzzi. Every conference I do and every presentation, I incorporate that video because it's the two kids, teenagers in the jacuzzi, and there's her mom. How does mom know where
I have
Hannah
seen
is?
that presentation,
I
Carlos.
love
I know
that.
it.
I
It's
absolutely.
very funny.
I
And
think that does a great job of really wrapping up the power of the medallion, the experience, and it uses humor to convey it, but it truly hits the right note. I absolutely love that.
now we've talked a lot about the different features of the ship that travel advisors can use. What any closing thoughts on how they should really sell this brand new? It's the largest Princess ship. It's the first one. I think it's the largest ship built in Italy.
Correct. And
I understand.
Fincantieri, that is
And
correct. It's a whole new class.
all new crap. But what should they know? And you know, when they're talking to their clients who are like, I'm not sure. I know Princess, but you know, maybe there's some things I don't know about Princess, right?
Excellent, excellent question and a great segue into, you know, to be a subject matter expert on any brand. And I, by the way, I applaud our travel advisors and our distribution channel because they are amazing, right? And what they are expected to know, it's not just the Princess brand. They're expected to know a lot of brands and not just the cruise industry, right? Which I prefer that they sell exclusively, but I totally understand. The reality is they need to become experts in a brand or at least brand ambassadors. And there's no better way of doing that than doing the Princess Academy. And so whether you're on Polar, onesourcecruises.com, I created a separate website because there are folks that are not registered with us and have not sold our brand. And there's a sense of hesitation because they might not know, how do I sell these 16 ships or how do I sell the Princess brand? Or they have a preconceived notion because of the Love Boat and they might think of yesterday's Princess versus today's Princess with all of these new, the evolution of the brand. So I highly recommend Princess Partners, it's plural.com. That is a new website we created, James, for those who've never sold our brand to get in and kind of dabble and have access to our academy. Our academy is award-winning. I mean, we're talking about an academy that takes you in stages and we constantly evolve it. And we have talked about, we have an exclusive module just on Sun Princess there, but we also have modules on the brand, how it started, how to sell the Princess brand, how to position this premium brand experience that's very unique because it's not one size fits all, but one size fits one with your clients as well as with you as our travel advisors. So really, by the way, we have an entire sales team. I did a restructure, as you know, a paradigm shift, I call it. Our business development managers, they are on the ground. Every single travel agency, I don't care what your business model is, we will call on you. We will help you grow your business and we will give you the tools to do so. So
now that's great.
PrincessPartners.com and Polar and the Princess
So
Academy.
Princess Partners, you already answered my last question, which was what's the resources? So PrincessPartners.com, that's the
Correct.
One. Okay, so
that's
that's
if
what
you've
you
never
think about.
booked us. But if you book us, you're on Polar, you're on onesourcecruises.com, which allows you to get all of our marketing assets, our videos, everything that we talk about, all of my webinars, you get there. I do two a month and you can get there through our regular onesourcecruises.com. Or now, if you've never been on, never sold the brand, princesspartners.com. And you can even
Fantastic.
find out who your salesperson is, James. So we're at your service. I can't thank you enough for being such a champion, not just of the cruise industry, but of our agency distribution channel. You really are a star, and I'm so happy you're there.
Yeah,
so
I'm just I'm trying to get my lighting right. I keep getting the sun is not coming in the right place, and so
the
I'm
sun
in
revolves
shadows.
around
And now
you,
here I am. Now
James,
here I
by
am.
design.
It's all
By
about me,
design.
and I'm here
I
in the
love it.
wonderful dome, and I'm about ready to go down to Kai to have some a wonderful meal down there.
Rubbing it
So
in.
and then of course tonight is the big night. Tonight we'll see Spellbound, and tonight we'll see Valera. And so I'm getting the chance to see. I wish you were here with me.
I wish I was there. But you know what? I'm going to live vicariously through you and can't wait to see you report on it.
Fantastic. Well, Carmen, it's great to see you. I'm sure I'll see you very soon somewhere else. I wish it was tomorrow on this ship. It would be fantastic. But we'll definitely see each other soon. And thank you very much
Absolutely.
for taking the time and agreeing
Thank you.
To be on the call right now. I thought it'd be fun to be doing it from the ship. Because the internet actually works very well, so that's another thing. Here we are testing it out, and
perfect.
You haven't seen anything. And as we were speaking, hopefully my production partner and partner Alan Fine is going to be inserting all these wonderful images of the things we're talking about.
I love Mr. Fine. Send my love to Alan. Love to you, James. Thanks for everything both of you do. We really appreciate you. Have a great one. Enjoy tonight.
I will very much. I'm James Schillinglaw here in Genoa, Italy, aboard Sun Princess, and this is Insider Travel Report.